California's largest fire ever.
Fire is already, flames are across the road we couldn't cross.
Star witness opens up.
Did you commit crimes with Mr. Manafort? Asked the prosecutor. Yes, Gates replied.
President hails new Iran sanctions.
The goal is to apply maximum economic pressure to force Iran back to the table.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. It's a merger no one wanted to see. Two big fires in Northern California now linked to scorch a path of destruction. It's still growing. Thousands of homes are threatened. Here's CBS's John Blackstone.
It took the Mendocino Complex fire just 10 days to make history as California's largest fire ever. And it comes at a time when huge wildfires are breaking out across the state.
What's it been like here the last couple of years?
We've been busy.
CAL FIRE spokesman Will Powers is on the front lines. The Mendocino Complex fire is actually two adjacent fires, now covering more than 440 square miles. That's an area more than 100 square miles bigger than New York City. Full containment isn't expected until next week.
It's really deep terrain in there, okay? So we're not able to put ground personnel in some of those areas.
President Trump addressed the disaster Monday, tweeting, "The wildfires are made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized." But CAL FIRE tells CBS News there are no water issues.
We do have lots of water, yes.
And the true problem is climate change.
For a second day, the government's star witness will testify at the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman. CBS's Paula Reed says Rick Gates has already told the jury Paul Manafort committed crimes with him.
Gates said he conspired with Manafort to falsify tax returns, knowingly failed to report foreign bank accounts, and failed to register Manafort as a foreign agent. Gates also admitted he embezzled from his boss, something Manafort's attorneys have alleged for months. "I added money to expense reports and created expense reports that were not accurate," he said, "to pad his salary by several hundred thousand dollars."
Well, this morning, President Trump calls them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. CBS's Cammy McCormick with more on the newly reimposed measures.
The president tweeted this morning that the Iran sanctions have officially been cast, and he says in November they'll ratchet up to another level. That's when sanctions against Iran's oil exports are reimposed. These impact Iran's auto industry, among other things. President Trump is also urging other nations not to do business with Iran. He says Tehran should be forced to make a choice between changing its threatening and destabilizing behavior or facing economic isolation.
The president also said, "I am asking for world peace, nothing less." Iran's President Rouhani said sanctions won't lead to new talks.
Trump and his government are the ones who have rejected negotiations and have turned their back on diplomacy.
3 months before the midterm elections, there's a special election today in an Ohio congressional district, the race pitting a Republican state senator against a 31-year-old Democratic lawyer is considered a toss-up now. CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
The Ohio 12th is the kind of district Democrats would have to win if they're going to take back the House in November. So they'll be looking to this as an indicator. But I always emphasize, one race, one district is never a predictor of what's going to happen across the country in 2 or 3 months.
Well, transcripts have been released of Florida school shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz's 11 hours of questioning with a detective. He said a demon in his head told him to burn, kill, and destroy. WFOR-TV's Kerry Codd.
At one point, he said, "Kill me. Just expletive, kill me. Expletive." Later, he said, "I want to die. At the end, you're nothing but a worthless expletive, dude. You deserve to die because you're expletive worthless."
Many particulars about the shooting itself have been redacted. Hawaii's Big Island is bracing for Hurricane Hector, which is expected to make a swipe late tonight or tomorrow. Right now it's packing top winds of 155 miles an hour, but is expected to weaken. Some experts have added up what they've seen on climate change and don't like what they've come up with. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The assessment by some of the world's top climate scientists suggests human activity may have disrupted some of the global weather systems that keep our planet in equilibrium. And co-author Johan Rockström warns we could be close to a point of no return.
We would irreversibly have pushed an on button that would take us to temperature rises that could be well beyond the adaptable and manageable.
The scientists' best guess, mankind has about 30 years before irreversible global warming careens out of control. Steve?
Well, consumer groups and some politicians say what Wells Fargo has done since revealing a mistake caused hundreds of foreclosures is not enough. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The bank said that its own software incorrectly denied mortgage modifications for 625 homeowners, and that led to some 400 foreclosures. In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the bank said it had set aside $8 million for those affected between April 2010 and October 2015.
The city council in West Hollywood has unanimously recommended that Donald Trump's star be removed from the Walk of Fame. It was heavily damaged last week. Any final call on that would be up to the city of Los Angeles. The road back to the top of the tennis world's been tough for Serena Williams. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says she's revealed her postpartum emotions.
Almost a year after she gave birth, Serena Williams says she's still having a difficult time being a working mom. The 36-year-old tennis champ opens up in a new Instagram post. She says she's been in a funk, feeling like she's not a good mother. Williams says she's just not around as much as she'd like to be while she's training. Whether stay at home or working, she says the balancing act is a true art, and she applauds moms who can figure the whole thing out.
Well, motherhood is also on the mind of pop superstar Beyoncé. Writing in Vogue, she says she weighed 218 pounds after the birth of her twins last year and says people should accept folks in their natural bodies. She posed for photos in the magazine without makeup. China has banned the new Christopher Robin film. Comedians and internet posts for months have mockingly compared President Xi to one of the main characters, Winnie the Pooh. Some scientists have a word of caution about a celestial body that's captured our attention for a long time. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
If man does return to the moon one day, there's now a warning from scientists that these lunar visitors' lives might be in danger. And no, not from some bloodthirsty space alien, but rather the moon itself. Researchers at Stony Brook University in New York say breathing moon dust, even in tiny amounts that might be clinging to a spacesuit, could be toxic to humans. When the scientists exposed human lung cells to simulated lunar dust particles, 90% of those cells died. Mouse brain cells exposed to the dust experienced a similar die-off. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Well, SpaceX launched the latest version of its Falcon 9 rocket booster from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It's got an Indonesian communications satellite on board. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.